Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Under the roof. What's going on, everybody, on this Saturday night? Hope everybody is having a good time. I heard not so much in Milan right now, man. I hear my phone's been blowing up. Been hearing all kinds of crazy things going on out there. Heard a rumor that Bish busted up his car. I hope he's okay, man. I hope he can call in, find out what get the down low on that. Let's see what's happening out there. I heard it's going off. I want to bring in right now real quick my co-host, Kev. I know he's out there right now, man. Kev. You there?
What's happening, baby boy? What's going on, George World?
What's going on, man? Are you out in Milan?
Yeah, we're here. Have everybody have a silent moment for Biz. Biz was in an accident today, and we're hoping he's okay. They said he was okay, but they took him to the hospital.
I heard that, but I don't have confirmation on it.
He was racing ground and pound. The white Malibu from Chicago.
Was that the first race out?
Pretty much, it was one of the first races out.
Oh, man. What time did this happen?
I'm going to say right around 4 p.m.
Oh, man. Well, I hope he's okay, man. I hope is he back out the track or is he still in the hospital? What's the?
I haven't seen him. They said he was on his way back.
Oh, man. I hope he's doing all right.
Yeah, I hope he prays he's okay.
Hold on, man. Okay, Kev, hold on. I think Shake's calling in right now, man. Shake, is that you, babe?
Yeah, what's going on, Kev? You all right?
Hey, yeah, we're doing good, man. Kev's on the line right now. Let's just tell me what happened with Biz.
Yeah, we hope he's okay, man. We ain't heard nothing from him yet.
Let's just go call. It's your car.
Oh,
I don't know if you can hear me, but it's kind of noisy out here. I'm in the pits.
I can hear the speaker in the background, man.
Yeah, they trying to clear everybody out the pits so the cars can come through.
Oh, man. They got a good crowd out there?
Man, it's wall-to-wall people.
Wow.
They keep asking them to clear the lane, clear the lane.
Man.
Yeah, you know, up here they let them do like at a street race. They'll let the people go up, you know, they'll stand behind the cars and they take off.
Right,
and then you have a little bit of crowd control tonight.
Wow. Man, I hope this is all right, man. I'm worried about it, man. I hope everything's all good.
Yeah, when I get through here, I'm gonna go up to the tower and see if I can find out some more information about it.
Right. Yeah, man. I got some more calls coming in. You guys,
okay, let's
just
fire
put,
them up. Let's go.
put your phones on mute.
Let's fire them up. Let's go.
And I can get to these other calls.
Here we go.
Okay, we got a race coming up now. Oh, Melvin just raced.
Oh, what did he race?
Who was that guy from Jackson? Kevin. He raced
for
Silver Mustang.
He
won.
Racer.
Hey, Tayo, I'm gonna save some of this steak dinner for you because I won some money off of it.
All right.
I'm gonna go on mute, man. So how are you been?
I'm gonna grab another line real quick. 708-0478. Who we got?
What's up, big boy? This is on Kim.
Hey,
what's
happening?
Hey, this is okay. This is okay.
Oh, man.
That's going to be okay.
Huh? What happened with him?
The car got kind of away from him. He's going to be okay.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad about that, man. I'm glad
Keep
about
your prayer.
That.
Keep it in your prayer.
Hey, Kev.
Yes, sir.
Put your phone on mute for a second so I can hear him real quick. So Biz is okay then?
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay.
Man, you know what? Tell Biz, are you with him right now?
No, I'm not with him right now. I'm at the track. He's still at the hospital. He's going to be okay.
Hey, you know what's
going to
happen, man? You guys better go get Biz out of that Detroit hospital, man, because they're going to start pumping them full of drugs, and they're going to try and get some information out of that.
Oh, no.
You know, they want to know what size motor he's got, how much he can get, and they want to, you better.
Oh, no, he's going to be okay.
Man, it's like the kind of kids catching some lodge right now, man. They got the goose to make a golden day. You got to get them out of there.
He's going to be okay.
Hey, Tay, I told you when he come out of here, he's going to be wearing a dress.
Man,
he's going to be all right. He's going to be all right.
Man, they got the goose to lay the golden egg in there right now, man. They got King Biz. They got to put disguise him and slip him out the back door.
Right. He's going to have to start driving on the passenger side now.
Come on, man.
I got to watch this race. I'm going on mute. I'm going on mute.
Okay. I'm glad that's going okay. I am. You know,
hey, Tail, give me 1 second. Let me watch this race. Let me watch the race before I'm going to give you a report.
Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on mute. That's somebody else's phone. I'm in the car.
Oh. Let's see if I can. Oh, okay. That was Shake. Shake, I just put you on mute for a minute, man. Yeah, well, I'm glad.
You know what? Let me check this race real quick, and I'll give you a blow-by-blow report.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, man.
We got Brian Davis, aka Chucky. Racing Never Scared. I think he's racing Wayne. Let me see what's going on up here.
Here we go. another test. And something. Hold on, we got something.
Hold on a minute. They checking the tracks or something. I'm gonna get right back with you. Put my phone on mute.
All right.
Okay, we got some practice action on the starting line. We've got the throwaway on the cross the line. There's a bad dash to try and get this off. Ready for battle. The 50 Mustang. There's apparently a nitrous leak of some sort of some kind. And we got a whole bunch of folks under the hood trying to do what they do best.
There's Wayne and Brian. Wayne and Brian,
right here.
Wayne
okay.
Trash and Chelsea. Somebody got their phone.
Yeah, no, it's not. I got a fixed mic open.
Something going on. I'm at the end of the track because I see you to see who wins.
Hey, Kim.
We got Pro Star Joe here doing announcing tonight.
Jay Barnes is here. Oh, yeah.
Our president, Jay Barnes, is here. He should be calling in any minute. He's got to present the belt, so I think he's going to call in right after that. They're doing the burnouts right now.
Hey, Kev, has anybody else crashed out there?
No. No. Wayne's driving his own car. He stepped up to the plate. And driving his own car, he's been doing a good job all night. So I'd like to give a good shout out to Wayne for his stepping up to the game and saying, you know what, fuck it, I'm driving my own shit now. I'm tired of, you know, I don't want to say it, but I just think the man is saying that I'm tired of paying for other people's mistakes. If people, I'm gonna tear my own shit up, or fuck my own shit up. So I want to give him a bunch of respect for that tonight. He's been doing a great job tonight.
I know, but I think he.
Brian Davis is in the beams. He's turned he's the first one to stage. Wayne just, hold on. Wayne's in. He's double bugged. He's in. He's ready to go. They're off. Wayne's car. Wayne's car shut off on him. Take it off. So now in the finals, we got Johnny Quick and Brian Davis for the 28-29 shootout for the belt.
Wow. Yeah, something up under the hood caught on fire.
Okay.
Oh,
is he
all
right?
Yeah, he all right. There's something on the car. I think they put it out.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably a nitrous backfire.
Must be right underneath the underneath.
Yeah, muting. Just muting real quick.
I did.
Is it better? Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you. But you know what, man? How come Wayne's driving his car?
I think he just said that, you know, he can do it, and he's the man stepped up to the plate. He said, if anybody's going to tear up my fucking car, it's going to be me. And he did a great, he did an excellent job tonight.
But you know, I'm not knocking the man. I mean, and no disrespect here, but man, he's putting a little bit more weight in the car. You know what I mean? I don't mean that in a funny way, but I mean, shoot, if I'm out to make money, I want my car as loud as I can get it.
Yeah, well, maybe we can get Wayne on the phone later on tonight, and you can talk to him and ask him that question. Other than that, I can't speak for that man. I'm just saying that he did an excellent job tonight.
Hey, props to him. No, I don't mean it in a bad way or, you know, funny way. I'm just asking that question.
Right.
It's nothing about whether he could drive or he can. I'm sure he can drive. He's been in the game long enough. I'm just saying, you want to go there. You want to have somebody driving that car that can drive. But it's on the line of sight, too.
Right. Oh, they just said Street King just qualified himself. He broke the beams. That's why Johnny Quick won.
Street King?
Yeah, the Gold Digger.
Oh.
Ryan Dye is in here. They pulled up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think they got about 10 cars here tonight.
Damn.
Leroy and Uncle Larry, Leroy and Uncle Larry was here. They made a shake and had some problems with the car, and they left. Uncle Leroy and Larry should be calling in pretty soon down the highway.
How's the track?
It's you know, I'm not out there driving on it, but it seems to be decent so far. I mean, it's down about 50 degrees. You know, so, I mean, it's doing what it can do for right now.
I'm just, you know, I know I'm probably going to get in trouble for this. And I'm still, me, and now this is just me personally, and I'm not speaking nobody for me.
What's happening, Frank? You not on the show, man? No, I'm hosting the show right now.
Hey.
Well, we got Frank from Indiana. He just heard his motor here. Let's give him a shot real quick. Let him give him a show. Yeah, the motor's here, but we'll be back in 2 weeks.
He's good back deal, and try one more time.
What's that? Can you hear about that?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Here's Frank from out of Gary, Indiana.
Oh, what's going on, Frank? I can hear you, but...
Yeah, we heard it bad, bro. What's that?
No, I can hear you. But first, Pro Stock Joe, I don't think he needs a microphone, man.
No, Joe don't need a microphone. Joe is a lot of thing out here. He just got the cord in his pocket. He's just talking.
Hey, he's a great announcer, man. I love listening to him at the races, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go back and do some work. Hey, my man, go.
Okay.
All right, man. All right, Frank. We're back, and we got Melvin, notorious racer, who whooped bullshitting racing tonight. We got Melvin walking up right now. Hey, Mel, how you feeling? Get that victory tonight, brother. You look good. You look good. Here, they want you on the show.
You on the show?
Yeah.
Hello, Raisin fan. What's going on out there?
Boy, you sound like you just won $1 million, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I can see that grin from ear to ear, right all the way from Cali, baby.
Yeah, man, we out here having fun, man.
Good deal. Hot Rod running good?
Yeah, she's running real good. She's running real good. I had a little oil problem when I made my last pass. I had a plug that got me in the valve cover and pushed it out. So a little oil got on the headers. They thought I messed it up, but it's all good. I'm going to go over here and mess around with it for a few minutes and then go find me somebody else out here.
Yeah, I know
and
you
give
will.
Somebody else.
I know you will.
Hey, they don't take it to leave. I had my man Gap by the 60 foot. They say I have my five cars on him at the 60 foot.
Hey, tell everybody don't mess with these eight spots.
Yeah.
They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen.
I know it, man. They don't want to listen. And the first thing he went to Hollywood, you know, Beers had that accident, so I'm hoping he's all right and everything like that.
Well, yeah.
But they were like, they want to see that race. Like I told him, man, I'm coming to race. And I'm doing motor change. It's coming up now. I done had a little bit of fun with this one. I'm cool with this one. I'm going to put my real motor in it now.
Oh, Lordy.
Yep. I'm going to show the boys really what it's all about here now.
You're going to have to change the name of that car to the Gap Band.
Yeah, he can handle that name. If it doesn't get handled that way, I just put it on that little Mustang, boy.
Oh, man.
Yep. Put it right on him right quick, too. All right, man, I'm going to mess around with the car for a few minutes. He's going to care back, man. I'll talk to y'all in a few before it's over.
Okay, Melvin. Right.
Okay.
Stay up, brother.
All right.
Be safe.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, he's back. Well, good deal, man. Sounds like everybody's having a good time out there.
Yeah, we just had the boys from Indiana just put a whooping on the boy. Trying to see who they was, where they at. See if we can talk with them.
You know, I tell you, Kev, it's I hope the track stays together, man. I hope nobody else has any more issues. Kev, are you by a speaker?
I got a speaker. I got a lot over me, but in the background, if you need, I'll mute my mic. They got speakers everywhere, so everybody can hear what's going on.
Yeah. How many cars do you think are there?
We probably got about maybe 75 to 100 cars.
And how's everybody being treated?
Everybody seems to be getting treated fair. You know, they just got the guys who keep on the line, people get on the line, but that's ridiculous. You know, they need to step back and do their thing, you know. Let these guys race.
Yeah. Who's got the next race?
We don't know yet. I'm like I said, I just stepped off, and now I'm here with Melvin. I just stepped inside his trailer. So we could keep the conversation going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, that's wild, man. How bad is the car?
The business car?
Yeah.
Oh, they said it was total.
Oh, man. I wish this could call him, man. I don't want to call him because I don't know where he's at, you know, or anything. But man, I wish he'd call in.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully we should be hopefully here we'll be having a couple things going on here.
Is Tyson out there?
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if Tyson was out there. He hasn't called in.
Yeah, he's here. He bumped into me, talked to me for a quick second or two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got one of the cars out here tonight with a Lincoln on there. We've been trying to straight it all night.
Well, you know, I got to say this, man. I'm a little bit nervous about that track out there tonight. You know, there's a reason why Little Pony didn't want to go there. I'm just not too sure about this track.
Yeah, we're just taking one step at a time. Hello?
How late they running to out there?
Hey, Melvin, how long they gonna run tonight?
They're
done.
They got lanes closed. Yeah, they just got the lanes closed right now, but they
about
to be out here for a while.
Yeah, he said they got the lanes closed right now. Right.
They just doing that little shootout thing they got.
Yeah, they got a shootout. They got to get the shootout done first, they said. They got a shootout, 28-29 shootout. You buy into the race, I think it was $300 a head. Winner takes all. Plus the track is matching. I think the track is matching the money. So if it's like say they got $3,000, they're gonna put $3,000 on top of it. Put $3,000 on top of you and win $6,000 tonight.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Yeah.
They're trying to roll up the red carpet, huh?
Somebody just, damn. Somebody just, I think it's all down the track.
Someone just all down the track?
I think they just did.
I didn't hear anybody go down.
Yeah, I'm inside Melvin's trailer. I'm looking out the door of it so I can catch all that noise.
Oh, now you're going to have a cleanup.
Yeah, they're checking it right now. You got any brake fluid? What happened? He went off in the sand?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I think the driver just went off in the sand. Biz had a broken arm. He's staying overnight. They're just announcing it now. Keeping Biz overnight for observations. Other than that, he's okay.
I'm going to try calling him right now.
Yeah, try and get him a jingle, see if he answers his phone. And, you know.
Hello?
Is Biz there?
This is his wife. He's in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is Teo. I'm calling from California. I got the show going, and I heard about it, and I just wanted to call and see how he's doing. They made an announcement that he broke his arm, but I just want to make sure he was okay.
He's doing okay. He's in the hospital, nothing serious, but he's doing okay.
All righty.
What's your name?
My name is Teo. I'm calling from California. I'm with Grudge Inc.
Okay. I'll tell him you
okay.
call.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, are you there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that was his wife answering the phone. Kev, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, they said he was going to keep him overnight, so.
Yeah, I just figured to see if I can get him a call and see what's up. Well, that's good, man. They'll check him out real good, you know. And we'll see how Biz is doing. He might call in a little bit. You never know.
Right.
Shake, you there, Shake?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
In the shut-off area at Apple. I hear you just heard about Biz.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on. I'm getting too much feedback. I'm going to put you on mute, but I'm going to keep talking, okay?
It's very violent. Sure.
Yeah, man, I'm getting he might be standing right underneath one. But
right.
But that's good, man. I mean, if all he got out of it was a broken arm.
Yeah, that's what they say, but you know. You said that's what it was.
Well, that's good, you know. I mean, they're just taking precautions right now, man. Did the car roll or anything?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did the car roll over or anything, or did it just hit the
wall? No, it just hit the wall. It just hit the wall.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll get the info probably by Monday.
Yeah.
I know how you guys get in Detroit, man. I'm telling you, we got to sneak him out right now. They're probably sneaking him out as we go right now.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I hear it all the way out here in California, man. The Chicago fan, the Black Sox, or the Blackhawks don't like the Red Wings. The Bulls don't like this. Ain't nobody like nobody out there. What you talking about?
Yeah, it's a bigger rivalry out here.
Hell yeah, it is, man. Hey, Kev, I'm gonna ask the line.
Go ahead, get the line.
Donald, you there?
What's up, Dale?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. Just calling to check in with you.
Yeah, they got a big Grudge race going on up in Milan, Michigan tonight.
Yeah, I hear that. It sounds exciting, man. They're so lucky to have all kinds of tracks out there, man. That's good, man.
So ours will be coming soon. Ours will be coming soon.
The reason why I called to check in with you is because, you know, we're in the fifth month of this year already, and we're already up to five street racing, illegal street racing accidents. Two of them just occurred this Sunday over on, I was at the crash site this morning on just off Slauson. I was on Compton Avenue and 56th Street, and a 57-year-old man got hit by a 19-year-old kid, and the guy's name was Poncho, and he got killed, man. So, you know, now there's two lives lost. You know, the 57-year-old man's gone, and, you know, now this kid's going to go to jail for manslaughter now, you know? And then 2 days later, on Tuesday, not even 4 miles from their tail, another crash on Manchester and Broadway. Some guys were out there racing illegally, and they rear-ended a Saturn, I believe, and knocked it up on the curb and caught the car on fire and everything, and the driver of that car passed away also, you know?
Wow.
Man, it's just unfortunate this stuff is just happening one after another after another after another. I mean, I've been campaigning hardcore for this Garcetti guy, man. I'm working his phone banks on Monday. I'm hanging up signs around town. You know, now that he teamed up with Buscaino, I mean, hopefully we can get the message across as much as we can. And you know, maybe I'm going to try and put in a call to his office and try to get some a street racer summit together, you know. Maybe if we can meet off 135th or something that's in the central area of L.A. and just get everybody out there and get Garcetti and Buscaino out there and just, you know, let them know, hey, you know what, there's a lot of people with street racers that will potentially be, you know, have an outcome on this next, you know, the mayor's race. The election is the 21st of this month, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
I mean, you know as much as I know that we need this badly, you know. We need this real bad. I mean, man, it's just getting out of control, and these kids are just, they're young, man, and their lives are getting ruined. And man, it's a public safety issue. I mean, it sucks, man. I was up, I was up at that crash site this morning. They said a bunch of family members were out there last night. They weren't out there this morning when I was out there, but I posted some pictures up on the Harbor Area Project Street Legal's Facebook page, and, you know, I was out there just to see if I could get a hold of some family members. I ended up talking to three youngsters that live in the neighborhood right there, and I gave them my card and told them if they get a hold of the family members, you know, go ahead and give me a call, and just to let them know that, hey, you know what, there is some people, you know, on the other end of town that are working on something, that are working on trying to get this stuff out of their neighborhoods, you know. I mean, man, it's just never ending, you know. It's never ending. And I came across a story on accident last night. I was just Googling, you know, street racer accidents just to see, you know, what we're up against. And these two, you know, these two recent crashes just came up. So I seen that ABC Channel 7 was handling it. So I even put in a call to the station, left a message to Giovanna Lara, one of the newscasters, and we'll see what happens Monday. Maybe we can get something going where, you know, these news people, they got to know that there's some people that are trying to help the city out, that are trying to do something.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, three lug showed up.
Put your phone on mute, Kev. Put your phone on mute for a second.
All right, well.
I was at Buscaino's his old field office that he had right here on 17th Street, and now they're using that for Garcetti's place now, and, you know, just touching bases with those people, man, I mean, the power of the vote is going to be the big outcome of what's going to happen for us, because this other candidate, Wendy Gruhl, she just seems to be ignoring me, man. Every time I catch up with her somewhere, you know, at one of her functions or something, she just, I have to literally chase her, you know?
Well,
and,
I'll tell you right now, Donald, I'll tell you right now, she wants nothing to do with the street, this, she's going to be like Viragosa if she gets in. And you know who backed her? Janice Hahn.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So, you know, something dirty is going on. I don't know if it's a women's thing, but how dare her shun her own district who's backing Buscaino?
Yeah,
and
I know.
I told you about her. I told you she's the fucking devil.
Yeah.
I don't like her. I don't care too much about her. I don't want to take no pictures with her because she's going to fuck us in the ass. And she will. She will tear us up out here in California.
I went to her get together at Local 63 on Fifth Street just to go. That's where I met up with Wendy to see, you know, where the hell she stands. You know, this was before I made my commitment to jump on board with Garcetti and help him, you know, and help him with his campaign. And I went there, and Janice Hahn was there. I mean, there wasn't even that many people there. The gathering that Garcetti had, you know, there was a bigger turnout. I mean, I don't understand what Janice is doing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where she stands on this stuff. I mean, it's a public safety issue, citywide, statewide, you know what I mean? It's happening all over the place. I mean, why should we be exempt from having our own local, at least an 8-mile raceway when there's empty property down there? I mean, we've talked about this over and over and over again, Tao, you know. And I'm putting everything into this, and I'm not going to just let it go away that easy if, you know, this outcome is a big deal. I mean, I've been, you know, this whole month, I'm waiting for the end of this month to see what's going to happen, because we're literally fucking dangling right now, you know what I mean? And Garcetti's gave his word to me and a handful of street racers already saying, hey, you know what, if you help me, I'm going to help you. You know, and to you and I, that's all we have is our word. You know, that's all. That's how we are around here in this town, in this small town. If you don't have no word and you know a tale, then you ain't about nothing. You know, you could have all the money and the shops and the cars and all that stuff, but if your word is no good, you ain't no good. You know that. I mean, it's just getting tiring, man, to see these youngsters, you know, getting hurt, getting in trouble, getting in, you know, in trouble with the law, and it's just it's out of control, man. It's out of control over here. You know, there's only one solution. It's just, come on, put up a raceway. Put something up, you know? And I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just going to be a tough road, man. And you know, I'm glad that Buscaino and Garcetti, jumped on each other's team, because that was pretty good. I mean, my opinion is that pretty much Garcetti has San Pedro sewn up right now, you know? Hopefully the harbor area, too. By seeing that Local 13 has endorsed him, also the Longshoremen's Union, you know.
Right.
It's that political game, man, and that's just the way that some things have to be played sometimes. I mean, when Big Willie opened the track back in the 70s, it was because he endorsed Mayor Tom Bradley, you know, and they opened up again, but a number of being closed, open and closed, you know, 11 times. I mean, it was just different administrations that did it. Just because they don't see a problem here in the harbor area, they don't think that we should deal with it, which is not true. You know, we should be setting an example to the entire city. That look what a community can do when they come together, united on the common interest of safety for the public. That's what they need to look at. We're already setting the standard as being the main economic workforce and income for the entire LA Harbor area. Our jobs, whether a part-time like me or full-time like you, they support the entire city of Los Angeles, I believe. All that, everything that comes in here comes through us first. We touch everything. You know that. You unload that stuff all day, you know?
Yeah.
They need to realize it. They need to realize that the community wants this. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Well, Donald, let me ask you this question. And I don't want to take away from the people that lost their lives in the street racing thing. But my question is, was it our kind of street racing, like our kind of cars, or is it these guys in these little Honda Civics zipping through the town and the media talks this as being street racing?
That's exactly what it was. It was unorganized youngsters racing souped-up cars, you know, that they did little modifications to, and it was probably one of those stoplight-to-stoplight challenges, because the street that I was on this morning on Compton Avenue, that particular spot is not the Compton Avenue where the original, where the, you know, the street races really get off. They're not big cars like you drive, or, you know, street cars that are hooked up like I have, you know what I mean? They're not that, even to that caliber, you know? It's just the fact that they're unorganized, they don't know what they're doing. You know, there's a handful of people that are with them that are caravanning from spot to spot to spot, that are looky-loos, that are just, you know, they don't know what's going on. It's not the hardcore street racers. It's not the hardcore guys that'll travel an hour to another part of the city or an unoccupied part of the town and organize the stuff where they're on radios and they're in between the blocks and they're watching sure that the lights are, you know, not turning, and it's not those guys. It is not those guys. Those guys know better than that, and you and I know that most of those races, they get off in the dead of night, and they get those races off, and they're set up. They're not standing out there talking shit, talking about money. Those are not the street racers. The ones that I'm talking about are the youngsters, unorganized, a lot of import cars, you know. Unfortunately, those are the ones that I want to help, man. Those are the ones that we need to reach out and help to. They're our next generation of street racers, and if we can at least turn them on to something, you know, something positive and show them, hey, you know what, there's a different way out. You know, you don't have to do these types of things. You know, an organized facility is the only answer to the problem and the solution that we need to come to in the city, not just for the harbor area, but the entire city of Los Angeles, you know. I mean, the city of Los Angeles, they're facilitating other activities as, you know, marijuana shops and bathhouses and massage parlors and all that kind of stuff. And where do we stand? We stand nowhere. You know, you don't give any place for us to play. I mean, what are we going to do? You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's something that we can talk about continually overnight and day after day. But yeah, it's not the organized guys that you and I know, that you and I, you know, that I watched up growing as you being one of them, that you guys were out there doing it and doing it right. You know, you guys made sure that people were going to be coming out in the middle of the streets before these races got off. You know, there was things that were set up, you know, how we used to meet up at the 710 or whatever, and things were set up already. Everybody knew who was going to race and run who already by the time we got there. You know,
here's the thing, though, Donald, and even if there's a track open, and I want you to keep this in mind, too, we can't stop the stoplight racing. And when that shit happens, even if we have a track where anybody can go, this isn't going to stop because these are just knuckleheads that are doing this. And what the media has to stop doing is calling this street racing, because it's not street racing. It's two fucking kids that are just stupid doing this, and then it falls under the umbrella as street racing, and that's not what we do. And that's the problem.
True.
That's the problem that we're going to have. And I think that's why some politicians, because politicians don't know about the street racing that we do. They know about the light stuff, someone's station wagon racing a little Isuzu Jeep, and the Jeep rolls, and then they say that's street racing.
Exactly. That's
when,
what happened in Long Beach. That's exactly what happened in Long Beach.
And when the people watch it on the news, they think, oh, my God, they've never been to a street race. So they think their impression of street racing is what's happening right now.
Yeah,
they're gonna be, we don't want this.
The police are giving an impression that the type of street racers that are out there are only one kind, the kind that are showing up, that are drinking, smoking weed, hanging out, littering the neighborhood, and being just a nuisance, okay? The type of street racers that you and I are talking about, we're talking about guys that have stuff worked out before the cars even roll off the trailer, not sitting around videotaping it, talking shit, calling each other a bunch of names, talking about each other's moms and disrespecting each other. That era of street racer, it seems like that's what's going on right now. And that stoplight stuff, yeah, you're right. Minivans and SUVs, and these guys are buying, you know, these Jeep SRT8s and stuff like that. You know, a passenger was ejected in February of this year in Long Beach and killed, you know. And this happened over on, like, Cherry Avenue or something like that. And like you said, and you're right, and I agree with you, the media is portraying this as being street racers. You know, that's not the street racers that we know. That's not it. But you know how the media is, and exactly like you said, politicians are going to be like, no, we don't want this activity. Even if we have a track, it's not going to stop it. You know that, but at least it'll put a dent into it. We'll get about 70 to 75% of it off the street, 80 if we're lucky, and the rest of them, there's nothing else we can do. You know, there's nothing else we could do. If we had a program, we could run every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday around the clock. We could even do a Wednesday night, you know, grudge night, you know, import grudge night or whatever, just to get them off the street during the week, you know, and just go from there. It's just, it's out of control, man. It's out of control. I went to the Long Beach Grand Prix a couple of weeks ago, and they had up a little a drift area where they had a drift competition in the parking lot back by the Long Beach Sports Arena. And I was just standing there and watching all the people. I wasn't even really paying attention to the cars coming around the corner. I was looking at the people and how much the crowd drew in, and there was no area to sit down because drifting has got so big. I had on an old Terminal Island Raceway t-shirt, and some fucking guy just stopped me out of the blue, and he's like, hey, is that an old shirt, or is the raceway opening up again? Because we want to go there. We want to go race there, you know? And I'm like, you know what, just keep your eyes and ears open. There's some people that are working on some stuff right now. So there are a lot of people that want this to happen, you know? And unfortunately, hard work is the only way it's going to take to get there, man. In order to do that, we got to play this politics game. I've been trying to explain it to some of these guys, but right away when they see some type of authority or they hear politicians or something like that, they shun away from that because of the bad experiences that people have with politicians and the bad images that politicians put out there. You know, everybody's
right.
Not angels and saints, you know. And unfortunately, some people just don't want to get involved. People don't want to get involved in that stuff, and they just rather stay on the streets and do it on the streets. I think it's only going to take one of their family members either getting hurt and killed before they really open their eyes and pay attention to what's going on, you know? I don't know, man.
Well,
it's just,
they know about it. They know what's up, and it's just who's gonna be the first one to step in on this. And that's why I think Eric Garcetti would be a good mayor. I know he'll be the one that comes up with the land for us, like he said. He said he would. He said that
he gave us his word. You know?
He's Italian too, because he goes back on his word. I'll find his ass.
I know. The whole entire community right here is rooted in deep. And, you know, we're dug in down here, and we're diverse in our area. We got everybody and anybody down here. I mean, this entire town in the harbor area was based and built on the families that continue to live here in this area, you know. I don't know, man. It's just sad to hear stuff. I mean, one of the guys who died, he was an uncle, you know, and I mean, you know how our families are. Fuck, we love our family members. I mean, I got an uncle that is the same age as this gentleman that died, 57 years old. And all I thought when I was looking at the pictures and the flowers at the crash site this morning, fuck, man, that could have been my uncle right there. That could have been your uncle, you know, and that's the sad thing about it. That shit didn't have to happen, but that stoplight bullshit, that shit has to stop. That shit has to stop. And, you know, those kids are prosecuted while they're sitting in, you know, in jail right now and thinking about it for that 15 seconds or whatever they were doing on the street. They just ruined about 20 years or more of their life, you know, at least.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. We just, unfortunately, everything's depending on the outcome of this mayor's race.
I'm hoping that he pulls it off. I got a good feeling that he will. I know that she didn't go participate in any of that stuff over the weekend.
Yeah, there was a debate going down, and she didn't even show up.
Yeah.
You know?
So I hope that bites her in the ass.
She didn't show up. Oh, do you want me to give you some inside track information? I'm on the council. You know what else she's doing? You know how Bill Clinton's endorsing her?
Bill Clinton is endorsing her?
Bill Clinton endorsed her, all right? So there was a TV ad with Bill Clinton praising her. All right, guess what he's doing now? Now he's bringing Hillary down, so they're trying to pull her out of the woodwork. These people got to do with Los Angeles and the city of L.A., the harbor. They got nothing. They got nothing. So Janice is probably pulling the strings on this one so they can get the Clintons down here. I mean, look what kind of people the Clintons are. I don't want nothing to do with them people. You know, they were in charge of our, you know, presidency years ago, and things for them did not go right, you know. And so for Jonathan to pull, you know, one of these moves maybe, and I'm not saying that's her completely, but, you know, maybe she has something to do with it. You know, maybe she's pulling strings because she runs for Congress that she, you know, that she's pulling Hillary down. But what is that going to do? Is that going to get a bunch of women stirred up just to say, you know, we're going to vote for Wendy? Their main objective right now is to put a woman in office. But Wendy Gruel being the controller of California, so-called fiscal watchdog, why didn't she identify all this bankruptcy and this spending that the city was going through? Why didn't she say something when she had the time? She was too busy getting backed and groomed by the DWP in order for her to get in the office here. And I see these DWP guys out here, and I just want to pull over and say, what are you guys thinking? You know, what's going on with that union? I trip out, man. I really trip out. There's a lot more things, bigger picture, than what's going on. You know, being on this council seat, I mean, you get to hear a lot of inside shit that you don't hear in the media. You don't hear all these things. So Hillary Clinton, she's going to be coming down. You know, she's going to be coming down here, and they're going to be, you know, I guess trying to pump up some more women. I mean, you got all these women that are, you know, voting, that are going to vote for her, but do they really know what she's all about? That's the whole thing about
it, man. Nobody
doesn't
vote for her because she's a woman.
That's all they're doing. They're not looking at her track record. They're not looking at Eric's, you know, consistent track record within Hollywood. He was creating jobs. His main focus, one of them, is the harbor. I mean, at the rally down there on 6th Street, he knows that the harbor is one of the main workforces in our area, in the city of Los Angeles. You know, that's our economic income for every place, basically. Anything that goes downtown comes through us, comes through the harbor. It's very important that we have somebody that's going to be able to just make that a priority, make sure we keep creating jobs, make sure we got our union strong, make sure our benefits stay in place. I mean, it's a trickle-down effect in politics and everything. It's just crazy, man. This last 2 years and being involved with these council tail, man, life is just a trip now. These things are trippy. I just trip out on people, you know. They don't I don't think that they care about lying down at night if they're, like, lying to people. They really don't give a shit. I mean, how could they sleep like that, you know? It's just weird, man. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
And they smile in your face and shake your hand, you know, and it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well,
but
we'll get to the bottom of it. We'll get to the bottom of it. Don't worry. It'll all come out when they have their debate face-to-face.
Yeah.
Hey, Donald, sit tight for a second. I gotta bring in my other co-host, man. But wonder where he's been at all night.
All right.
What's up, T.O.?
What's going on, Daddy-O? You getting any trouble out there?
Oh, man, you know, I'm out here to the track. We had this big event out here.
Oh, man. I had Kevin on the phone. I had Shake and Bake was on the phone, giving us blow-by-blows.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. It's a pretty good race, man. A lot of girls' races went off. Biz had an accident. He wrecked his car.
Yeah,
he already
broke his arm. But are they still running out there? Because when I had Kevin on the line, it got oiled down.
Yeah, it's about wrapped up.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm going to call and check in and tell you what's happening, what's going on.
Oh, cool, man.
What's up,
Big Fred, what's happening? What's up, Big Fred? I said, what's up?
I don't know, this phone might lose a signal, Tail. I don't know, Kevin Ryan is somewhere.
The last time when I was talking to Kevin on the phone, he was over in Melvin's trailer.
Oh, okay, yeah. He won one, right?
So who took the belt? Who ended up taking the belt? Wasn't there a belt up for grabs?
Well, you know what? I don't know to what extent, you know, what happened to what extent with the belts, because I didn't get here, like, early in the day, so I don't know who got the belt or, you know,
yeah, Superman.
Who went with the belt. I really don't even know. I really don't know how to build.
One consumer's revenge, sir, goes upside down.
So everything went good out there?
Oh yeah. Everything went beautiful, man. Everybody was out having a good time, man. A lot of races went off. They had the 28-inch star shootout. Johnny Quick won that. Everything went off good. They had a 22. They had a 22. Street cars with the 22s on it. They had a shootout for them.
McDonald's.
You want
to go somewhere? Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Everything went good.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad everybody. Everybody was safe, man.
Yeah, his people still here. I see his car in the trailer, so his people still here.
Did you bring me?
I don't know. I think he got to be here too.
No, he's not there. He's at the hospital. I called on his phone. His wife answered, and they're keeping him overnight.
Okay. Yeah, cause I'm looking at the car. The car it hurt real bad. It was a hell of a wreck.
Oh man. Were they running out the back?
Just to the eighth.
By some
eight.
And 2 days later, another
running just to the eighth. Running to the eighth.
Oh, that's good.
I
sounds like his phone. My phone about to lose a signal, Tail. But I just wanted to call in and let you know what was going on.
Okay.
All right, man. All right, my brother.
I'm going to get Jake back on the line.
Okay,
man.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Yeah,
I
love you. Yeah,
I go down
to the... Yeah. 219.
The one that was...
Your mic is live. Who's this?
And Goliath.
What happened?
But we didn't have enough time in there,
45.
Hello?
Yeah. What's going on? Who's this? Hello, 219-5258. Your mic's live. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'll call back later.
Okay, man, that's cool. All right, I'll put you on on mute.
Yeah, I put my phone on mute.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad that everything worked out there in Milan, and I hope Biz, is doing okay. And man, them cars they could be fixed, man. I just hate to see anybody get really hurt. So I'm glad about that. Jake, you there, babe? Jake, you there?
Hi.
Jake.
What up?
Jake, you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, I guess everybody's just having a good time out there, man. Donald, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Like, boy, they're kicking ass out there, man. They're having a good old time.
I know. I watch a lot of the videos online and stuff like that, man. Those guys really know how to get it together out there, man. I'm jealous, man. I mean, they got a good thing going on. Grudge Inc., all those guys, they're like superheroes, if you ask me. They all got names, and they got names for their cars, and, the cars run hard as hell. I mean, that shit's badass, man. I saw your video on Grudge Inc. site the other day.
Mine?
Well, I saw you and Chad, and I saw a couple passes by Chad.
Oh, yeah, we went out.
You guys are up. You guys are up on one of their, one of their little intros and stuff.
Yeah.
They put the music. You know what I like? I like how they put the music. Or no, the first they'll put the talking and negotiating. Then they'll put the music. Then they'll show the cars. And then they'll put the music, and then they'll show burnouts, and as soon as the lights get ready to come down, the music shuts off, the cars come on, and they get the race down, and then at the end, the music comes back on. That's the way I like to see things like that, you know what I mean? Because I like the music in between, you know?
I'll tell you, man, I got to tell you this, the guy, I haven't, in the beginning, I didn't watch a lot of videos, and I started watching some of Gunnett's videos. And another guy who does videos, BET. This guy, BET, shoots some outstanding. I love the shit he does, man. I wish he was out in California doing shit on me. He does some good video. I know everybody.
Indicut runs good ones too. I like the Indicut ones too.
Yeah, he
Indicut, Urban Hillbilly. What about Urban Hillbilly? They get crazy too.
Yeah, but
Grudge, all them. I mean, it's good stuff, man. They got a lot of positive stuff going on over there on that side of the world, and they're real fortunate to have as many tracks that they do. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I'm sure that they, the local economy is impacted too, just because of those racetracks. I mean, you and I know that. Anything that's going to be surrounding some kind of motorsports park is going to impact the community, and it's going to make money for the community. You know?
Heck yeah! Hey, Don, hold on 1 second, Don. I got a call. I got 662-0506. Your mic's live. Who's this?
What up, Tayo? Hey, man, I want to thank you.
Thank you for giving old BET props, boy.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, man, I you know me, man, I call it like I see it, dude. I love your videos, man. I don't care, you know, I don't care what anybody says. I know people talk shit, this, that. Man, but you do some good fucking work, man. I'm putting it out there, and I'm glad that you called in because I like I was just telling Donald, man, I didn't watch a lot of videos because, you know, I'm kind of computer stupid. But, you know, when I started getting the websites and looking at them, God dang, man, you do good work. I'm telling you, man, I give you major props, man. I do.
What's the website for that one? How do I find that one?
You go to YouTube and type in Mr. BET Live. That's MrBETLIVE. And it should pull up all my videos.
BET Live?
Yeah, BET Live. Mr. BET Live.
BET Live. Right on, right on.
Yeah, man.
You got to type in, the MR. MrBETLIVE. One word.
Okay. Okay.
Man, you know what? You need to get the stickers done so I can put some on my car, man.
I got some,
Tayo. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got some.
Because you know what, man? I'll definitely put those on my car. I'm going to go do that one-and-done show with Chris Richardson. And the guy who did pink.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my car out there and I'll...
I'm going to try to put them on. I'm going to try to make it to Little Tony Show on the 15th. Up there in
Detroit.
Yeah.
I want to try and get out there for that, man.
I had them stickers ready for y'all.
Hey, Dale.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to have to sign off. I'm going to hang out with my daughter right now, spend some family time, but I just want to call and check in with you and thank you for, you know, having your show and letting people like me come and voice their opinion on different area things that are happening. So I'm just going to sign out and have a good 6 mile.
All right, man. You too, man.
Okay, I'll see you on the show to keep you in contact with what's going on. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, man. Go check out those videos too, man.
Yeah, I'm going to check them out a little bit. I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right, man.
Okay, thanks.
Now, hey, you know what, BC, honest up, man. I'm watching videos, and, man, I got a few people out here watching them. I was watching them with my cousin. We all go out to this, man.
I try to keep my own style. You know, I don't like copying off nobody else. I really try to create my own style and my own image, and that's just who I am. So that's what I'm representing. You know, now if anybody started biting off of me, then that's just be on them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue to do what I do because I know I'm the one that created my style. You know what I'm saying? I got a style that I'm going to stick to, you know.
If they start biting off of you, man, take it as a compliment, man, because, you know, like I said, I like them, man. I really do. If I didn't like them, I'd say, you know me, man, in my mouth, but I really do, man, and I've said it a few times on the show. About your videos, man. I like them. I really do. Gunna's got, you know, he's got some nice videos too. I like Gunna too. I just like how I like how it's formatted. I think that's what I enjoy the most out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and man, don't change nothing, man, because it's working.
Oh yeah. You see the last one I put up with Prime Time against Killing Time when they brought the tracks to beat the Island of the Car?
I have not seen that one.
Oh man, that song, girl, I just put it up, I think Monday or Tuesday, and it got over 14,000 hits already.
Oh, I'll definitely look at that. I'll definitely look at that, man, because you know that I missed that. I heard about it, but, you know, I gotta check that one out. But, you know, I listened, I don't know if you listened to the show last week or not on my show, but I was talking about, when, with Wick,
that when we was on the phone, and I was telling Ken how, you know, how I understood his point of view, and about what he was trying to tell me on the phone that night on Dog Show. And when I went back and listened to the show, I was like, yeah, you know what, man, Wick was right. So if you see Wick, tell me, call me on my show, man. Come talk to me.
How you on now? He on your show.
Oh, is
now.
He? Where's he at?
901-287-7.
And there he is. Wick, why are you hiding out like that, man? Wick. Wick.
Hey, Wick, you got the mic over with.
It's 2877, is that him?
Yeah, 901-2877.
Yeah, okay. I got his mic open.
Hey, Wick. Oh, 901 bad boy. Yeah, I know.
901 bad boy. Calling all cars. No, man. But you know what? It was good when I told everybody about what happened on the show and stuff like that. It was good, man. I understood Wick's point, and he had a very valid point, man. I complimented on bringing it up. And. And, you know, like I said on the show, man, I'm not always right.
That's right. Well, you know, a lot of people make mistakes, Phil.
Yeah.
They misjudge,
that's how we live and learn, baby. That's how we live and learn.
Oh, yeah.
We got Kev on. Kev, you there, Kev?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man? You guys all wrapped up out there?
Yeah, I just left. There wasn't nothing really going on. There was Three Lug was there, put on a good show, but he blew a tire, so he couldn't do nothing else the rest of the night.
Oh, did he?
Well, Who won the belt?
It was up to the belt was up with Johnny Quick and Brian Davis. Brian Davis got the Chucky card, AKA Chucky.
Yeah.
Who won?
They was dancing around, playing around there at the track, and you know people was pulling out because they said that was end of the night. So you know it's kind of like I just said, forget I'm riding home. I got a little ride to the house.
Oh, so you left before you found out who won?
Yeah. But I got a guy who's gonna call me real quick.
I thought I heard someone say. I think Tyson said that. Wait, who are the two guys that raced?
Johnny Quick and Brian.
Quick.
Yeah, Johnny Quick and Brian.
Because the other guy tripped the lights or something. He must have red lit or something.
Yeah, that was Street King, a.k.a. the Gold Digger. Yeah, he tripped the beams against Johnny Quick.
Now, that car, that Gold
but they,
Digger.
But they're supposed to do a grudge race tonight.
Is that a gold Malibu?
Yeah.
Was that hey BET? Was that the car that was down in Lena?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a pretty car, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Who that BET?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Kev?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man.
That's good.
You got that Vega ready to race?
Nah, man, I'm working on it, dude. I'm only home on the weekends, and they got home last night, and then got in this morning. Everybody was calling me to come to the race, so I went out there, so I didn't get a chance to work on it too much today.
Man, Kev, look here, man. I come to Detroit, and you ain't got that car to track. Down on your ass, I'm going, man.
Oh, yeah. It'll be ready for the 15th.
All that shit you been talking down on your ass, I'm going, man.
I don't talk no shit. I'm one of them guys. I like the race. Ain't no shit talking in the game for me. I want the race. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm talking about that race you've been had locked in 4 months, 5 months ago.
Oh shit, my man ain't even. He ain't even paid my boy. Dude, he never showed up to race.
Yeah, he kind of chiseled on a bet with Steve.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding, man.
Let me ask you a question, man. Now this guy don't show up to race, and he didn't pay this guy his punk out or nothing. You know, how you think I'm gonna show up to a race? I'm just saying, give me a scenario. And he ain't paid this man. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, one second, guys.
Man, he should be blackballed, man.
You know what? And that's the issue. That's the issue that's going on. You know, BET, and that's what we were talking about last week. And here's the deal: they locked up that race on my show.
Mm-hmm.
So now listen to this. This is what I'm going to throw at you. You tell me, give me your thoughts. So last week, we get on Steve came in and said that, they talked. The guy with the Regal call and said, you know, he wanted to put a cage in his car if that was okay. And he says, yeah, no problem. So the guy puts the cage in the car. And then he doesn't roll out because he said that it's supposed to be snowing. And he's like, hey, I'm at the track, bro. He's making passes at the track. The track wasn't closed down. He just never showed. He got to pay the punk out, don't he?
Oh, hell yeah, man. If like I said, if they lock a race in, if anytime somebody locked a race in, and one guy show and the other one don't show, that means that guy that didn't show, he owed. There ain't no way around it. Y'all got to race this day, and this guy's at the track, and the other guy that's supposed to be racing ain't at the track, but they locked the race in for that day. Oh, yeah. He got to pay.
Now here's where it's going to get critical now. This is where the crazy comes in. Now, Kevin got a race with that same car. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, this guy called Steve and asked if it was okay to put a roll bar in the car, but he didn't call to ask Kevin. So now he's got a race locked in with Kevin, and he's altered his car without talking to Kevin about it.
That car, what they steal, when they lock the race in, that's how that car's supposed to be. If he comes in anything other than that, then he lose.
He gonna pay Steve. And he's going to pay Kev because that car, he said his racing him, he said only thing his car got, he got a flat hood on it and stock, and he's got all the interior, stock interior in the car. That's it. A big block on that.
Right. If that's what he skipped, that's how he's supposed to come. If he come any other than that, he owe.
Yep. There it is, Kev.
But BET, my thing is, bro, okay, you ain't even paid this man to reach out to him and pay him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just one of them guys that, you know, the BET racing, and this guy he do BET that way. Then fuck him. I'm not gonna. You know what I'm saying? If you can't pay my man, how I'm gonna carry you on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's my personal opinion. You know?
Well, see, Kev, here's the thing though. If he didn't pay your friend, but you still had a race locked in with him, you still got to honor your agreement to the race.
Right.
That don't have nothing to do with your friend now.
Right.
But you still got to honor your obligation that you agreed to for that race. No matter how you treat the next man, you still got to hold up for your end, or you gonna be charged, or you gonna lose money. You know.
But how many times do we let guys get away doing that shit, and they want that guy over? I ain't got to do it because such ain't do it. I ain't got to do it because such ain't did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where's the honor come in when a man says his word is his bond? You know what I'm saying? That's basically what we do off of this, right?
Like I said, yeah, that's where the bullshit come in. There's a whole lot of bullshit guys try to play on you. you know, just because they ain't handed no money over. See, that's where that DP man, that's where that
right.
DP man has to be a must. Has to be a must because lockups get so crazy now that you must have a third party involved in order to set the rules straight. So, like
right.
I said, he might be mad with you, but the guy that holding his money, he's going to call it straight down the middle. So he ain't going to pick no side. The DP man don't pick side.
No.
No.
He's just going to hand the money to the winner and have a nice day. That's it.
That's right.
Right.
You can't do nothing about that. You can't do nothing with respect that. It's
right.
It's called, you know.
Yeah, I think in this case, though, BET, he got to pay. For one, he's got to pay Steve. He got to pay him that money because they were supposed to race at the first no ET, and he didn't show. And Steve was up the track. Steve took four passes. And he said there was cars quicker than him taking passes. So, you know, you got to go. You got to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all should blackball his ass.
You know what?
Well, that's what I'm saying, BET. That's what I'm saying. We got to start showing some honor in what we do. Because if we just continue to let people just do what they want to do, what's going to, you know what I'm saying, where's the game going to go?
They ain't going to go nowhere. They're
going
to be dead. Yeah,
right.
You know, ain't no sportsmanship in that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing everybody spoke on when Leroy came down here with that situation with Leroy and Hood Rat.
Right.
You know, Leroy came all the way down here and didn't get his money. Hood Rat wouldn't race him that night, and he didn't get his money. There's a big
right.
discrepancy on why we should let him get away with what he did. So we got on these talk shows and put his ass out there. He came on in, got in the private room and shit. Leroy had his money. Because he knew he owed
right.
it, you know. Just got to put his ass on blast, man. That's just all there is to it. Put his ass out there. Let me know his name.
Yep.
I'll blast his ass.
Oh, we know you will, BET.
Oh, you know I don't give a damn.
You the hitman.
Motherfucker,
well, you know,
right, I don't give a damn.
You know, and the thing is that's the one thing. See, that's why you'll see a lot of people racing the same people because they know they're good for their money, whether they win or lose.
Right.
They know they're good
right.
for it.
You know, some people tell you, don't even have to say nothing, but we lock, you know, and they don't have to
right.
say, they don't have
yeah.
to give these
yeah.
man.
Exactly.
They trust each other.
They
race with each other all the time. They know it's good, you know. But if some motherfuckers out there be trying to look for a loophole so they can try to get the money just on DP, you know what I'm saying? Just on the market.
Right.
You know, them guys, they just out for nothing, you know what I'm saying? They ain't out to race. They really just trying to beat you in the skip game.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. You know, but though, even when you lock in a race, you know, and like I said on the show last week, BT, and this is what I said, you know, we knew there was rain going to be out at Hattiesburg, but we still had to go. We had to go because if by some act of God it cleared up, we're not there, then we got to pay that money.
Right.
So we had to go. We had to go at least show up at the track and say, hey, you know what, we're here. It didn't get a co-op, okay, but you know what, we can't.
All right. Save your lockup.
Yeah,
right, but you look at you look at you guys and says it'd have been cheaper. I'm just with my scenario, guys, and I'm not bad nobody, but you know it'd have been cheaper for you guys to pay the lock, to pay the park out. I mean, but it didn't have to be that way. How far you guys drove, but you guys wanted to show you were honor of men when you said your word was your word. You was coming.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, you know what? The reason why Chad wanted to race Tony was. Knew he was going to get a race. You know? And,
yeah. Make sure.
And
yeah.
The thing is, you don't want to waste somebody's time either and set up a race and then you don't show. Because then that would have made us look bad. You got to show. You have to show. If you show up with your car or if you show up to pay the punk out, whatever, but you got to show.
Right. I got
more respect for somebody who shows up and says, hey, my car ain't here, but here's the money.
Exactly.
Right. You know, I did chemo like that. He did show up. I talked about his ass all that day. You know, everybody was talking about, well, chemo ain't here. Well, Kimo the locker race said he ain't going to show up. Oh, I downed his ass. But as soon as he got there, he paid his locker. He showed up, you know. So I told him I had respect for him. I had respect for him by him just showing up, you know.
Well, let me tell y'all what happened tonight with Kimo. Now, everybody laughing joke, but Kimo's a stand-up guy, man. Three Love got in trouble on the highway, right?
Right.
Kimo went and picked him up, dude, got him off the highway. You didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That tells a lot about a man.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't pick Three Lug up off the side of the highway and got into the track.
That's
what I'm talking about, guys. We need to stick together. You know what I'm saying? Even though we bet and we talk shit and, you know, we might have a little gimme gammies every once in a while, but, man, that ain't nothing I wouldn't do for somebody if I'm able to do it.
All right.
Now, you know, the thing is this a gentleman's game, you know, and you got to be a man of your word when you get this.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people want to play that role and stick their chest out. Lock in and say, oh, fuck, I'll just pay the phone out. Fuck.
Right.
That ain't cool.
But still, but that's still cool. If a guy want to pay the fuck out, that's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you got to remember this, though, too, Kev. Even if somebody's paying the bunk out, you know, you show up, and that person coming still has to drive 10, 11, 15 hours to get there. If it's bunk out, that's already paid for the trip.
You bring it up, Tail.
What's that?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I was going through a bad area.
Oh.
But, you know, I just said, man, we just got to... It don't matter if a guy want to pay the park out. That's his option. Yeah, we would like to see the race, but that's his option, dude. That's his option.
You know,
DET said, just be a man about the shit, pay it, or race. That's it. That's why the lockups are there.
Yeah. You know, it's a thing. I think it's coming to talkers and doers, man. You know, a lot of guys want to talk and just hear the same talk. You know,
right.
that's fine. But don't just be talking, man, if you ain't trying to race, man. You know what I'm saying? You try to race, really just go to race. Just don't be talking just because the talk shows are all available to you just to be talking.
Right.
You know, that's my view on it, you know.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. You know, I mean, it's right. I mean, basically what you're saying is that okay, the talk show is here, but don't get on here bumping your gums and you ain't going to race in the first place. You know,
right.
If you want to pay, fuck up, lock up, that's fine. That's why you want to spend your money, spend it. But don't get on here bumping your gum about you the baddest motherfucker in or BF around here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you is, man, just be a man of your word. I mean, like, remember we had that kid, Griffin was getting on the phone? I mean, man, he went to own everybody. Now we don't even hear from him no more. And it was a kid, dude. It was a kid getting on the show. Dude, he was locking up everybody.
Yeah.
Think about, man, who the hell is this? You know, it's allowed. He owned Big Drag. He owned some guys down south. He owned some guys up here. Up north, he owned, what was it? Oh, he said he's going to race Kimo. He said he was going to race. He got a bunch of people, you know what I'm saying? And we got to figure it out. It was a kid on the line.
Yeah.
And we had to get to the point where we could, you know, hit his, you know, we find out where he was calling from. We didn't answer his phone.
Yeah.
But that's fast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, they got to do something about this, though. You know what? Anytime somebody locked in a race, there's got to be a BP man. Automatic, just to make sure.
I agree
with the VP man, but my thing is here. If say for instance, I lock in with BET and say, BET man, I'm coming your way, and you know, I'm gonna lock in. I'm gonna lock in 200 on whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you a scenario. If I don't show up, then BET looking for his money. You know what I'm saying? I need to be a man about it. So you know what? If I can't show up, tell man, get his money to BET. Make sure he get his money. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Or I should be making arrangements with BET. Say, BET, where do you want this money? I'll mail you a money order. I'll wire it to whatever you want. That's, I'm just saying, be a man about it. Or be a person. I mean, I can't, we got women here for grudge race, too. So, you know, be a, you know, just be a good person about it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the DP guys are holding this money. I think they play a big part to being able to negotiate the race and stand on the race, you know what I'm saying, and make a judgment call in the race.
Right.
I think they.
Well,
I've heard of
a VP guy. You know, he booked the race, but he had to pay the damn guy's punk out.
That's crazy.
And the guy never, you know, I mean, that's, dude, you know. We all you know, this world nowadays, man, we all trying to survive. Everybody is struggling. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is struggling. And you got to give up, you know what I'm just saying, man, might give up $500 to $200, shit.
I think if they have to go through all that, they should be getting paid too, you know? They have to
put
up
with
all
this
shit. They should be.
Oh yeah, you know what? Hey, just like a bookie, man. Bookies does a thing, he gets a little cut out of it. You know what, hey? Part of the game,
yep.
Man.
Part of the game, man.
Part of the game.
But you know what though, and I agree with that. But first, let the guys know, hey man, I'm taking a percentage of this lockup. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting 10-20% of, you know, and that should just be agreed to right at the beginning. You know, some guys may not want nothing and some guys may, you know. I mean, especially in the sense where a guy had to cover another guy and he was being honorable and the guy still ain't paid him and still ain't paid him. Fuck. Excuse my French, guys. I ain't going for that one.
You know what, though? I don't know if it should be up to the VP guy to do it.
I think the guy was just being honorable to not create a problem or have an argument with the other particular guy. I think he was just... So you know what? I kind of know this guy, so I know he'll pay me, but I don't think he never got his money from the guy.
I think it's just a common courtesy. Just like you tip a waiter, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
I think that's how it should be. I think it should be a common courtesy where, hey, you know, here you go, man, here. If I make $3,000 on a race, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take that something.
Well, that's what we get back to that one night. We're going to still talk about, you know, tipping your racer. You know, the racer helps you make some money. Don't you think? I mean, some guys don't want to do it, and some guys, but I would. You know, I would go over there and tip my guy. Look, if he just made me 500, I'm going to go over and take him 100.
You know what? Out of the street races out here, I would tip somebody like the guy who started the race. Because the guy who started the race was somebody neutral. He had no money in the race. And all he was to do was make sure if the race was a head-up race, if somebody dumped our kids out here, we'd put eight race. And then if you dump, and the other guy sits there, you're done.
Right.
You're done. So, but I always... I always threw on the guy who started the race.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, it's going to get better and better. You know, we gotta show respect to each other and loyalty, because if we don't, who else is? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Hey, let me grab another mic real quick. I got 773-3490. Mic is 5.
How's it going, guys?
What's going on? Good, man. What's happening?
I came in a little late, but I think I heard her say it be it. Okay.
So I'm getting some background noise right now.
Yeah, hold on. Somebody got some music playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, how's it going? This is a little rider from Chicago. I think I heard him say Bia had had an accident. Do you guys know what he's okay on now?
Yeah.
He had a broken arm, and they're keeping him overnight just for observation.
That's good. We hate to see you got a broken arm, but no, that's nothing more serious than that. That's a good thing.
I heard they said he got off the car, and he was saying he was okay. And, you know, I think someone had pressed, I think his wife had pressed for him to go to the hospital, and that's when they found his arm was broke.
Right. He said, I wasn't going to observation, be checked out.
Yeah. And God, you know, God is good. So let's pray for him and his family and pray for all the rest of the racers, you know. But, as far as we know, He's okay with a broken arm, and he's going to stay over for observation at the hospital.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Next thing is, I heard you guys speaking on was, who the guy may be. I think the topic came up last week about not paying his funk out money or not showing up. And I'm going to reiterate what I told you guys last week. If you don't pay, that's fine. No one got to put no gloves on them, no baseball bats on them, do it the old way where Italians did back in the day. It's not going to do it that way. The way
right.
you should do that, just don't F with them no more.
You know what? You're right. You said the right word. And BT said you blackballed his ass.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, that would hurt him way more. Whoever, not so much him, but just whoever
right.
does it. That would hurt him more. You know, because if you own a race car, even myself, I own a race car, I'm not physically able to race right now, financially, but I own a car. And there's
right.
nothing would like better than to see that car running down the track and whooping on someone's ass. Well, now, if I'm blackballed because I didn't pay off a $250 or $5,000, whatever that call the debt may be, now who can I race other than myself? You force me to go class racing then. We grudge
yes,
races because that's what we love to do.
Right.
So if you blackball again, he can't grudge race. He'll pay the next time. You understand what I'm saying? He'll be glad to pay.
Right. But you know, we should make that man. He should pay off on that man first, and before he can make any more bets, before he can move any further. And I think that's what I think. You know, you bring a great idea about this. That's what I'm saying. You know, some people say, well, you know, you can't do this and do that. And I have agreement with the man. But if you ain't paid one man, how I know I'm gonna get money? You know, either way, you know what I'm saying. I know I got to bring my money, but how I know if in turn, you know, I get ready to race you, you don't want to pay me.
And that's it, you know. That's the whole thing. If you didn't pay Pete, you won't pay Paul. So no
right.
one mess with him. He'll pay Pete, and then he'll like to get back in. You know, he'd be so glad to get back into growth racing. That stunt would never be pulled by him or no one else. You know, together you stand, the glad that you fall, man. With that, I'm going to get back in.
And you know what? Carla, you said right. Divide, and if we stand together, that's what we're going to do. We're going to stand together on this one. And anyone else who pulls that mess?
Anyone else? I mean, just, you know, this guy, whoever this guy might be, if everyone leaves him X out, it will be a calling card for the next guy to know not to do it.
Right.
Yes. You know what I mean? Say do that. Hey, guys, nice talking to you guys. Enjoy your show.
All right, man. Nice. Thanks. But you know that's how it's got to be. You know what I mean? It's how do you get to him? Man, you mess with his money. You just don't bet with him no more. And then word will get out that he don't pay his bills.
Hey man, he'll be the one that put it out. First thing he's going to say, no, we'll get out because he'll be the main one that put the word out because he's going to be upset that no one's going to mess. Man, no one's going to mess because I didn't pay a $200 bet off. You know, man, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's what's going to be said. So he'll know next time to pay his debt.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. And that's how you mess with, you know, if someone's locked into a race, and then he says, "Oh, well, I ain't paying the punk out." Shoot, that'd be his last race. Let him talk all he wants to talk. Nobody mess with him. Hey, he ain't never gonna get a race. He's just gonna be tested and tuning at all the tracks. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Let him go bracket racing. Let him go bracket racing.
Yes, bracket races are coming up next.
Hey, man, I got another quick thing right quick here. There's a guy named Baby out of Chicago. He's asked this question twice now about a car. He said he saw a car go 760, I think, at 190-some mile an hour. Then he said he saw the car go 760 at close to 200 mile an hour. He was asking, how did it happen? And I heard Mississippi Joe say something last night that wasn't quite correct. He said that torque equals horsepower, and that's not true.
No, it's not true.
Torque is ET, and a car can variation in mile an hour by numbers of things, you know, soft pedaling, running out the back door the second time, adjusting on it, adjusting on carburetor, getting it more nitrous. You know, there's a number of things that can pick up horsepower, not horsepower, but mile an hour.
8 mile an hour, right.
Yeah, what difference in that car from one pass to the next. And if it's a turbo, car, a supercharged car, you know, they're very temperamental anyway, so they can do different things and don't do nothing to them. Just
exactly.
And make the same pass, and that car may pick up 2 or 3 mile an hour, 3 or 4 mile an hour, just because they're a temperamental car. But a carbureted car, man, he could have went to the pits and added more fuel to it, taken away from
mm-hmm.
it. The 60-foot could have been totally different, you know. You took
yep.
a 120-60-foot, and you take a 130-60-foot, you just increased 3 or 4 mile an hour right there.
Yeah. Well, I've heard an old rumor back in the day that they used to deep stage and do something. If you deep stage with a slower car, you got a quicker reaction. I think that's what it was.
Well, it should be a quicker reaction, but also an easier way to red light.
Right, right, 100%. But they said with a slower car, you should deep stage. With a quicker car, you shouldn't, you know, because like you said, the reaction is, you know, it is real easy to red light. Yeah, you're right.
It's very easy to red light when you deep stage.
Hold on. You know what? I think we're going to clear this up real quick. A little hand just went up from the number one stunner. What's going on, my brother? Where you been hiding out at?
Oh, man, just been hiding out in the body shop trying to get this car ready, man, which y'all know good.
Oh, not too bad. Biz had an accident today, but he's doing good.
I heard, yeah. He's doing all right. Yeah, I talked to Jay Barnes earlier. Yeah, we're going to take Biz and DJ to drive to school.
Nah, Biz is just, you know, he's getting new to it, you know, and
it can happen to anybody.
You know what I'm saying? It's just unfortunate. You know, Biz is a nice guy, and it happened to him, and you know, so we put our prayer on him and his family.
I can kind of relate to that question that they were talking about. I've seen this happen to me personally.
Somebody else from the background, they're talking.
Okay, you like Paul?
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, because they were just talking about this car right now.
I heard the question. I've heard it all three times. It's been talked about. And I'm gonna put my input in, because I've experienced it personally. I've gone
120, and you went 110, right?
Yeah, I guess I can say it, something like that.
Yeah,
but,
say it like that, DJ.
And as always, it's been times where I honestly myself don't understand it. It's crazy. But it's been times where, like, you leave from the line, you may knock the tires off and then roll back out and then just nail it and get back down in it. And I've had, you know, more mile an hour and a slower ET, and I've had a faster ET with slower mile an hour. It's just, and I forgot what I don't know what they say, the real lot, and it's not so much by putting any more power in the car, nothing like that. I mean, I've had it happen and put less power in the car. I really don't know, I forgot what I don't know if it's got something to do with wheel speed or something like that, but I can't think what they tell me, the real logic behind it, but I've had it happen, it happens to me all the time.
You think it's just something in the boost?
I don't know if it's because you got more time in the run to for the car to go fast when you knock the tires off, and it's like I don't know, it's weird. But
we had some weird happen to us years ago. Years and years ago, we had a car, and we used to bracket race with it, and it used to run, I want to say it ran like 12, 20s. And we got a slip one time, and the clock went off at mine, and said the car went 11, well, we said the car went like 1170. We're like, wait a minute, ain't no way this car went 1170. Well, come to find out, a leaf or something, they said they banged on a leaf and said something triggered the beams.
That's just there's just a fluke. I mean, right. This happens. Like I said, this happens to me all the time. I mean, I might do this if I go to the track three or four times. It's gonna happen two or three times. You know, within them times me going. So I mean, it happens
right.
to me all the time.
Well, you know, I remember when I was driving the funny car. I mean, it happened to me a couple times to where I'd get the tire shake real hard. And those cars, when you get when those tires shake, I mean, it's really violent in the seat. And I put my foot out, and then the car stopped, and I smack it again, and I would take the whole pass. You know, like in qualifying or something like that. And my ET would. My ET would be real high, but the car at that time was probably going around 228, 231, but I'd still be up in like the 219, 220 area because I'm still making that full pass. So like you said, man, if you knock the tires off a little bit and get back in it and go, you still want to run what the car is going to run, just that ET is going to be off.
Yeah, it'll do that sometimes, and your mile per hour will be sometimes higher. Sometimes. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. But,
DJ, you sound like you sleep.
You're about right.
He was laying in bed and said, oh, shit, I got to call Tail. And he got up and made the call. You know
I know everybody knows about the 19th, and I'm wanting to try to get with a few people that's going to be coming, I guess, kind of from far places, like Taylor. I'll probably get you to call me sometime tomorrow, as I'm trying to get, I want to start posting a list of all the confirmed people that are coming. Especially with cars, and so I can get that list put up on all the different boards and stuff. It's gonna be a big list, and I just want to try to get it all posted by tomorrow night, no later than Monday, so we can have it all kind of posted and get things set in motion.
Okay. I'll give you a holler when I get up because it'll probably be around 4 o'clock in the afternoon your time. No, I'll give you a call tomorrow when
not
I get up. Probably like around noonish for you around there.
It's gearing up now to be really something really, really big, and some people may have heard about some little controversy we've had this week, but we got everything kind of worked out, so it's shaping up to be a everybody at the same place at the same time type of race now. So it's going should be. A real good thing.
Hey, DJ, You go to auctions to find cars or look at cars.
All the time.
Are they newer cars or old cars?
I do a little. I mean, mostly newer. But I mean, I look at everything, man. I look at older cars, classic cars, new cars. I look at everything.
I'm looking for a Dodge A100 pickup. You know the little red wagon, the wheel sander.
I can't picture it, but what year is the
Hemi in the back of the bed. It's like a cab over kind of truck.
Wow.
Ford made the Econo line, and I forgot what the it's a 67. It went all the way up to 70, I think. But it was like it had the big dish around the headlight.
Well, one thing about—I mean, I can't say I've seen one, but I've been looking for one either. So I could have looked at one and didn't even know what the heck I was looking at. But
yeah, it's a pickup truck, and the reason why I want the Dodge is because the Dodge came with the V8, and a lot of them came with the Chevy, and the Fords came with the six cylinders. I ain't doing six cylinder.
That's something you're hunting.
I've been trying to look for one, find one.
I got to get on the job. I'm probably take. I mean, I can't say I've ever seen one or even heard of one, but not to say I
haven't. When I show you the picture of what it looks like, you'd be like, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I got you.
It was a wheel standard. I think the guy who got it, the side of the thing said Maverick on it, or the front of the car said Maverick. I guess that was the guy who drove it. They called him Maverick. Oh. But it was a cool little car. It was based on, I have a picture in my garage with that little red wagon and a Barracuda. It says Hemi under glass. And they're both taking off doing their wheel stands. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I'll shoot you a picture, DJ.
If it's out there, I can find it. Ain't no doubt about it if it's out there.
Yeah, I'm looking for one little every day. Little everyday putt car around I can just drive around.
Yeah.
So how's everything going in the great state of Alabama?
Everything's going, man. Everybody around here is real motivated, and next 2 weeks I'll be out real hard trying to finish promoting, put this thing all the way together for everybody. So we're looking to have a good time, man.
I'm surprised you didn't do a promo so we could play before the show.
Oh, the promo will be up this week also. We have a video promo and a commercial for the for Ace both this week. I didn't want to try to overshadow anybody else's race or anything like that. I want to kind of wait till really to after this weekend here before I started promoting hard. You know, a little more harder because I didn't want to like act like the 19th was, you know it is
right.
A big race. I just didn't want to try to act like it was overshadowing anything else. So. I don't know what that background noise from.
Like someone's wrestling around in somebody's pocket.
It wasn't me, Tail. I was just checking through. It was all good.
I don't know what it was. But no, man, I think that's gonna be pretty cool down there, man. I cannot believe that not going off, that's for sure.
Yeah. Like I said, it's shaping up to be even bigger now. Lord willing, everything gonna be a good day. You know, Lord willing, we get some good weather. You know, we should have some heck of an action that day. That's I can tell you that. It's a lot of surprises gonna be there that day. a lot of big names from different people gonna be debuting cars, man, that don't wanna that really kinda some of the action's starting to slip out, but we gonna have a good time, man.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
What's the closest place? Me and Leroy was talking today. What's the closest place? I'm trying to find a load that way. What's the closest place to the track?
Anything. What do you mean closest place?
Like Montgomery, what? You know, Montgomery, Alabama, or, you know, something within like 20 miles, 30 miles. Major city. 30.
I don't know if any major cities within 20 or 30 miles, but, you know, several cities that's, you know, 50, 60, 80 miles, I think. Columbus, Georgia is about 80 miles away. You got Auburn, Alabama, that's like maybe 60 miles away or so.
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know, Birmingham is only about 90 miles away from Montgomery. You know, so look, Birmingham, Columbus, Georgia, Auburn, you know, anywhere else in Alabama. You know, everything in Alabama is probably only, 150 or so miles away from each other, so it's not. Atlanta's only 165.
Yeah, I was over.
That background noise again.
I was over in Greenville, South Carolina last week in Anderson, South Carolina.
Greenville. I think my sister lives around by Greenville. Is that by Spartanburg? I think that's where my sister lives, in South Carolina. Spartanburg.
Yeah, I've got relatives in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
You know, I got a Michelin plant out there that make tires. I was out there picking up some tires.
Yeah, Spartanburg and Sumter and Charleston. My dad lives in Charleston.
Boy, y'all got some nice women down there.
What about?
Down south, they nice and hospitable.
I mean, you got to see. I've got. That's funny you say that. I don't know if I'm gonna call them the stunner girls or I'm gonna call them the grudge ink girls. I'm making the grudge ink girls for the 19th. Stunner. If I was making the stunner girls, it might get me in trouble.
You know what? They should be called the how do you think I got to be the number one stunner girls? That's what you should call them.
No.
Can't do that.
The boy thing about they're going to have to be grudging girls because, like, man, I got a surprise for y'all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, DJ, I'll be first in line.
Hey, man.
I'm already writing my wife a note to send bail money.
You might need.
Hey, you got a permission slip.
Hey, I'm not even exaggerating, man. Oh, my goodness. I got a surprise for everybody.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Say, the video will have no justice. You better be there.
Yeah, man. We're going to have some fun, though, man. We're going to have Grudge Patrol on site. We're going to have to get up there, man. We not going to, you know, they say we are fellowshipping organization. they're taking Uncle Larry's. Us coming together and fellowshipping.
Right.
That's what we like to do. But, you know, I made it clear a long time ago, May 19th. Grudge will be wide open. And we have all the players in place at one time. Come get us. Come get us. It's going down. We're going to have a good time, man. Keep the track going. I'm going to have a 7060. I'm going to have a 540 class.
Hey, DJ, I had a guy call me. He's like, man, how come y'all never read no 650 classes? How many people be wanting to come? Heads up. I said, I don't know. I said, but I'll get the word out and let certain people know.
Yeah, certain things work in certain areas. I mean, you can't cater a 650 class for some guys that are, I don't know. Where is that? Who was saying that to you, Ken?
Yeah, a couple guys out of Ohio, some guys from here, from Michigan, you know, said they wouldn't mind running it. You know, they wouldn't mind running it, you know, because they would.
What you got to understand, though? I mean, that's a couple of guys that are saying that to you that, you know, me personally, I'm down for whatever the majority wants to do.
Right.
But I'm trying to have some, you know, I want to keep some action going down the track to keep that track on kill, which is already a good track, but I want the track on super kill because it's going to be some fast cars in the house. You know, I can tell you that. There's going to be some bad tunnel guns in the house. That 540 class ought to be a real good class. And then we're thinking about having another class, probably anything on 28th class. And then just grudging all day long. So it's a... But trying to put it all, you know, together.
Right.
There's going to be a bunch of badass cars on 28th that's going to be in the house. So, I mean, I always try to support everybody's races. So I'm cashing in my cars to everybody
that
I support. Yeah, you know, so everybody, you know, but everybody already tell me they're coming. So, I'm just trying to set it all up and get the action posted on what all we're going to be doing, what all we're going to be seeing. And also, I'm going to try to get together with, I want to know races that people want to see, and I'm going to try my best to make those races happen. I mean, like all the big time people, all the big races people that really want to see, I'm going to do my best to make those races happen.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That'd be good, man.
You know, I hear a lot of trucks have problems, but, you know, I mean, I just like to say, you know, up here we don't really have that problem. You know, I mean, you know, if it ain't a super fast car going, it may be a slower car, maybe a super fast car, but, you know, they pretty much keep the track going up here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I mean, the thing is, you want to take care of your. We got a lot of. It's a lot of, you know, mid 5 second cars that just feel like, you know, anything is, you know, people are, you know, got people that are faster than the mid fives, and you know, people kind of consider those people a little more
aggressive.
You know, a little more aggressive, a little more out of people leaking it. You know, so we're trying to, I want to put together that class for just, you know, the more so a lot of your everyday type guys that want to, you know, want to be in, you know, still want to be able to get their shine on. I mean, the way we're going to do that 540 is just going to be still going to be clocks off. You know, the 607, you'll see that, but the 540 will be a heads up thing. If you run faster than 540, you know, you lose. But I'm also going to have it set up for us, like if two cars pair up against each other and they just say, we're going to turn the clocks off. You know, we throwing the bracket out. It's going to be all out. You know, we're going to try to set up everything that we do when it's a grudge race. Anything faster than, any class faster than 6-0, it's going to be definitely set up grudge style. At any given time, any two cars that come up, they can say, we want the clocks off. We're going for what we know. We're going to take the bracket part of it out. Let's do it, you know. And it is what it is.
Yeah, well, it seemed like everyone had a good time at mine tonight. I mean, they shut the clock song.
Yeah, we got Dolemite and Bobby Wildchild. They're going to be running for that Virgin Top Sportsman belt. We also got, actually thinking about putting two more top sportsman cars in and trying to make a last man stand to shoot out. So,
mm-hmm.
Anything is possible, man. I'm thinking about possibly putting together a shootout amongst some of the baddest cars on 28th that we can, a lot of times when you have, everybody knows, Grudge Inc. is Grudge Inc., but Grudge Inc. can go down against Grudge Inc., and friends is friends, but, you know, people still want to see who's the baddest on this and that, so I'm going to try to set the things up where, you know, the people can see what they want to see and get what they want to get, and we, you know.
Right. Get them what they could.
Yeah, you know, people always say, I want to see you, you know, a lot of people say they want to see me and Biz race.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to see me and Butt Naked race, you know, and me and Turbo Tim race. You know, we all of us are real good buddies, but people still look like to see it, so.
Yeah, Turbo GT was out tonight. The first time I seen that car in about, I think since last August.
Yeah, I need to see Turbo GT. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. They were there tonight in Miami. The blue Mustang.
I like those guys. Up there again, we've got to face each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Lil Ryan was there tonight. I didn't get a chance to see him make a pass, but he did. You know, I didn't get a chance to. I was helping my buddy out with his car. He's got a Mustang with a Lincoln in it. And we just kept having problems with it, you know. So we got it straightened out now.
Eric had a good time up there today.
Yeah. Everybody got along, you know. They just had a situation where they kept trying to get people off the line, you know, but they got that straightened out.
Everybody in Milan, Michigan.
Yeah.
Was the track working good?
I wasn't driving the car, so I can't say that it was and it wasn't, you know. Some guys said it was and some guys said it wasn't, you know, so.
Here's how it's going to be, you know.
You know, you always got that. You always kind of, in a sense, got that to a certain extent, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Wayne did a good job tonight. I mean, he drove his own car. Wayne did an excellent job.
Wayne drove white trash?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah, I think Wayne...
I talked to Wayne earlier today. He ain't telling me how he got behind the wheel now.
Yeah. I think Wayne, he's got the decision in his life to where he's like, you know, this is my car, okay? I'm tired of, you know, if something's going to happen, it's going to be because of me, not because of no one else, you know. And if I'm going to have to pay for it, no, I'm going to pay for my own, you know, fuck-ups. And I respected the man for that. I think he did an excellent job tonight.
Wow. They got it back together. So that's a good-looking car.
Yeah, they got all pictures looking good.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, when I saw that car in Lima, man, I fell in love with it. I liked it.
Yeah, it's a good-looking car, man. I was sick when it happened to him, and I can't say that I don't know the feeling when you wreck one, because, golly.
And, you know, that's what some people just really understand. We don't have sponsors, you know. We work day-to-day to put those cars together, and when something like that happens, man, it's you know, no insurance, no nothing. You know, I'm just giving a scenario. I mean, just people understand that.
You know, I've got to say this because I'm gonna try to get some myself. But I got a guy that sent me some information where you can actually get insurance for your race car. I'm gonna try to get that info and get it posted also. What I'm gonna try to do is go ahead and get some myself, and that way I know it's you know, 100%. I know it's legit, but I know that it can happen. And once I
hold
did,
on, I got
I
a phone call from Mylan. Hold on.
What's happening? What's going on? Yeah.
Look at Kevin. Kevin, like he's popular or something like that. He probably called, text somebody, say, "Hey, call me."
Yeah.
Man. The groundbreaking reporter.
Well, I think it's I think they'll pay like up to. I think it's like. I think like up to 30,000 or something. But with it, I think you have to like send in pictures of your car way around, and just like you having a accident in your regular everyday car. I mean, you have an accident then. Send those just
you know,
out.
They actually did something like that out here, DJ, for a little while. Where as long as your car had a VIN number, they would insure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what happened was cars started getting stolen, you know, and they kind of just stepped on their own toes with it.
That's the biggest thing, you know. A lot of people, you know, we don't insure these things because it's like we know, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, there are people.
We know ain't no insurance company. So how'd you wreck it? Well, I was at the racetrack with it, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I was gonna go out. I went to lunch and you know, put it around the tree. Sorry.
But if you think about the logic of it, I think it's a good thing. Think
right.
about how many people have got race cars. How many, you know, look how I've gone so many years, and thank the Lord I've never had an accident in over, you know, 13 or 14 years. I ain't never had an accident. So it's good. The thing is, you know, people ain't, you ain't driving the car, but at the most, once a week. You know, sometimes not even that much. So it's, if you take it from an insurance person's perspective, it's a good investment. Because nobody wants to wreck their car.
Exactly.
You know, so.
No, but it's. For one, it hurts, too, man. That's.
I wish I'd had it this time. Boy, that show made life a little easier.
You know, I've been lucky enough to where I haven't put anything into the wall. Man, I swear to God, when I see a car going to the wall, my toes, they curl up under my feet so hard, I feel like I could touch my heel. I just, you know, it just, man, it just, I get that nervous twitch. I don't like to see that shit at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody never wants it to happen. But the bottom line is, it can happen any given time, man. We just gotta.
Oh yeah.
Definitely try to be safe. I'll tell you one thing, I always do. Some people may see me wonder what I'm doing, but every time before I make a pass, I always say a little prayer. That's every single time before I make a pass down the track, I always do. I'm telling you, man, I'm glad Biz was able to walk away, and he never want to see nobody mess up their car, man. You know, it's like Wayne. That was Wayne's first day out with that car. He wrecked it. That was Biz's car. First day out with his car. My car then, it just got out the chassis shop. That was the second time at the track from the changes we made. And, you know, I feel like I've lost some valuable time. But we're going to try to make it up here in the next week or so. Because I know my head's going to be rolling on the platter. Just be quiet, but I guess I'm sure it probably will, but I wonder if I plan to be all the way ready on the 19th. I feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
You there?
Did we lose Kev?
So you say
Slaughter's
holding the money, he didn't give it to you?
What is
Kev?
Kev, what you talking about,
Kev? I think he's on his other phone still. Okay, well, listen, guys, I'm gonna get to some sponsors right now, and because I gotta get going here. Yeah. But May 19th, everybody, is the day.
Bridging 1 year anniversary.
The day.
Yes.
Yeah, man, and they keep listening to all the Grudging shows, and I'm sure he's going to give out a little bit more hints there, here and there and everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, thanks for calling in. And we're going to leave it with a little sponsorship. All right, man. Y'all take care. Good night.
All right.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, J's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
You know what? The same thing that just happened with Todd, the same thing that we got to put them on.